haunting melody by the Jewish composer Ernest Bloch, being performed here in Mikhailov's beautifully restored synagogue to launch the Festival of Jewish Culture. Mikhailov lives and breathes its Jewish heritage. You can feel it all around you as you walk through its winding medieval streets. And the people of Mikhailov, too, are intensely proud of that heritage. The cello parts of this Ernest Bloch piece were played by local musician Marketa Vrukova. I spoke to her after the performance.
People, they live in history. It's important for them, and everything is continue from history. I think that in Mikhailov it's most important.
Those three pieces of music that you played in the synagogue by Ernst Bloch, a Jewish composer, and the music is very Jewish, the sort of minor tones and the sadness in the music. What goes through your mind? What do you think of when you play music like this?
So these three pieces, they are called prayer, supplication, and a Jewish song. So I think about prayer, about God, and maybe if I played it, it depends on every part of this composing. Maybe I want to ask for something, God, and sometimes I want to say, oh God, you didn't do what I want. And sometimes I thank God. In this Jewish music, it's very strong. This thing I can communicate with God and with my heart very strongly.
The festival included exhibitions of photographs and unique Jewish artifacts, and even the country's first kosher wine tasting. It's the labour of love of local historian Jan Richter, head of the Jewish department at Mikhailov's Regional Museum.
Well, I'm not from here. I was born in a small village outside Brno, which is a major city about 50 kilometres away from here, and I got here about 5 years ago to work in the museum, and I like the place very much.
This exhibition of Jewish culture, it's part of the Year of Jewish Culture. In what way is this exhibition interesting or unique?
In two major ways, I would say. One of the exhibitions that are now in the synagogue in Mikhailov is dedicated to the former Central Jewish Museum for Moravia and Silesia, which was opened here before the war. And in course of the war, all the collections ended up in the Jewish Museum in Prague, and they were very kind. And they lend us some of the items, and they are really unique. And they're, you know, on display for the first time after the museum was closed in 1938. And the other exhibition is also, Jewish culture in Mikhailov is dead, and Jewish life elsewhere is going on. So we're very happy that Brian Handler could come and from Israel, and you know, the exhibition of his photographs is really amazing and very, very powerful.
You say that Jewish culture in Mikhailov is dead, so why go to such lengths to bring the history of the Jews to Mikhailov, to a town where there are no Jews left?
Well, it's an important part for the life of the people today. You know, everybody should realize that where they live now, it was a different place, you know, 60 or 80 years ago. You know, it's a synagogue, and we are happy that we have some Jewish monuments, and, you know, rather than exhibiting just silver plates, it might be interesting for people to see what, you know, the lives of Jewish people today.
Tell me a bit more about Mikhailov's or Nikolberg's significance to the Jewish community before the war, before the Holocaust.
Well, right before the war, this was already a small town community, because you see, the whole Jewish history of Mikhailov was so colorful and so rich because of the position of the town. At times when Jews couldn't settle in certain towns or cities like Vienna and Brno, this was the ideal location, because they could go to Vienna in one day and come back, and the same, you know, so the trade was very good. So the Jewish community, you know, prospered and thrived very well. And then, you know, after they were allowed to move freely and you know, decide to wherever they want to live, most of them went to Vienna, of course, all, you know, larger cities like Brno.
So there was a gradual sort of exodus to Brno and Vienna, even before the Nazis came to power in Germany, and before these sort of clouds gathered on the horizon of the Holocaust.
Oh yeah, definitely. The population, the Jewish population, dropped from about 4,000 in 1830s to about 600 in 1930.
So. And today?
Today, there are some Jewish people here. There's actually two descendants from, you know, of pre-war families as well. and some new, you know, Jewish people are coming back, but there is no, you know, it's no longer, I mean, it would take a, you know, much longer time and also probably much more effort to build a community again.
Why do you do this? Why do you spend so much time and effort on this?
I think it would be, you know, shame just not to do it. You know, there's so much, you know, to show people and so much to, you know, share with other people. So, you know, it would be, you know, I have this urge to, when I think that things are something interesting or funny or amazing, you know, to share with other people.
Among those present at the festival's launch was a special guest who'd come all the way from London to attend the festivities.
Well, my name is William Telcher. I am here because it was my father who produced the initiative and was chairman of the Central Jewish Museum for Moravia Silesia.
You, sir, were born in Mikulov, is that correct?
Well, I was born in the nearest maternity home to Mikulov, which was Vienna, but I lived in Mikulov till the age of 15.
So it must be an extraordinary feeling for you to come back here so many years later.
Well, it is, as I was saying a little earlier, something, a mixture of nostalgia, recherche du temps perdu, and at the same time, a memorial to my father and to his collaborators who so tragically perished.
The unique artifacts in William Telcher's father's museum were packed up in 1938 and sent to Prague, where they languished for decades. Now, for the first time since before the war, they're once again on display. As for the people who made up the Jewish community, few of them are left alive. Those who are feel a deep personal obligation to pay tribute to Mikulov's Jewish past.
The recognition of the tremendous part played by the community is something that must be appreciated greatly. It is something that is owed to posterity. And if I can, Nilly Willy, become a symbol of continuity, it's a good thing.